Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Stuff is happening at Michigan, number one ranked team in the land, at least for a few more weeks until they play Alabama. We'll see how that goes. But Rob G, give us an update on the latest.
It's the latest in the ongoing soap opera, it seems, regarding Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. The latest, courtesy of Sports Illustrated. Michigan and Harbaugh reportedly working on a contract extension worth $11 million annually over 5 years. That would make him the highest paid coach in the Big Ten, more than Ryan Day, and the second highest paid coach in the country. Nick Saban makes $11.4 million per year. However, according to multiple outlets, the big hangup in this deal is language that would prohibit Harbaugh from seeking out an NFL head coaching gig, at least for this upcoming hiring cycle.
Well, Rob, the first thing is, remember we talked about Urban Meyer and Pot. Where was it that he was rumored to, or I don't even know if he was rumored to make
right,
go
Michigan
there,
State. That
was
wasn't
in Michigan
happening.
State. We talked about it. I told you, I was like, they don't care. It's just about winning. And I'm not saying cheating Harbaugh did, I'm not saying it was the end of the world. But, Rob, clearly something untoward went on. A couple guys lost jobs. Michigan took the three games and liked it, right, at the end of the day. They said, okay, sure, you got all that on us? Three games, no problem. I'll see you in December. And now here he is getting a contract extension that could make him the second highest paid coach in the history of college football, right off of a cheating scandal. And so that's the first thing. But secondly, I don't think Michigan, Rob, is wrong at all to say, look, we'll give you this contract, but don't go, you know, in January and February and be interviewing with NFL teams. If we're going to sign you, we want you to be our coach going forward. I mean, obviously later on, if he moves on, that's another thing. But in this hiring cycle, them saying, don't interview with anyone else, I think that's purely logical and reasonable if I'm Michigan. And so we'll see if that's enough to draw him. I mean, Rob, the fact that it's a reported hangup or holdup, that would tell you, right? It seems like he wants to look elsewhere or even maybe wants more money and maybe, you know, will hold that over their head to try to get even more money.
Yeah, I have a problem with the whole contract and the amount of money they want to pay him. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous to pay Jim Harbaugh, who hasn't won anything. Who hasn't won anything. When you talk about he's just a shot, just underneath Nick Saban, That's where he is. Like, Nick Saban is 11.4 and Harbaugh is going to be 11 million. 11 million for what?
Back-to-back Big Ten title.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Back-to-back playoff appearance.
Nick Saban's gotten it for winning national championships. So I'm just saying, I don't get it.
Well,
Nick
he hasn't done what Kirby Smart's done either.
Nick Saban has won 7 national championships, and he's going to make $300,000 more than $400,000 more than Jim Harbaugh. How?
I'm guessing some of this is just based on timing.
I think it's ludicrous. And if I'm Michigan, I wouldn't give him a contract until after I see whether or not we get our heads handed to us in the college football playoffs like Michigan usually does. And the other thing
is, that's fair.
I'm dead serious, Chris.
Last year they got demolished.
They got embarrassed last year. And
by
they
TCU. Right.
And we found out TCU was a one-year wonder and what happened this past year.
But got smashed last year in the championship.
Right. That they didn't even deserve to be there.
I agreed it. I wouldn't mind seeing. Let's see how they do.
Let's see.
I'm not saying they're gonna get beat. We'll have to see how it works out. But if they get beat 41-20, I won't be surprised. I'm just going to tell you that. I won't be surprised. Because we've seen that over the years, now maybe it's changed, but over the years, Big Ten teams have trouble keeping pace with SEC teams.
Big time, Chris. Big time. Like it's ugly, the record. I mean, we don't have it in front of us, but it ain't pretty. It's not only losses, it's bad losses. And my thing is, Jim Harbaugh, take it or leave it. We're not going to play this game. Either you're going to commit to Michigan or you need to go ahead on back to the NFL. We're not going to play this. And they're only this one coaching cycle? That's all? No. If we give you a 4-year deal and make you the second highest paid coach, Chris, with no national championships, no big college football playoff wins to speak of, then what is the point? Play hardball. What is he going to do? I don't get it. I'm serious. And I know Michigan just to be in the conversation. I guess that's good enough for Michigan.
Well,
as a school that's never won one championship since Moby Dick was a guppy, and that was a mythical shared national championship.
Right,
that's all they have.
Well, that's the thing,
Bo Schembechler, Chris, he has a statue out front. Bo Schembechler never won jack. That's just a fact. He's never won jack.
Bo Schembechler was a legend when you and I were growing up. Bo Schembechler. And look, he was a great coach, but he did not ever win a national championship. Doesn't mean he wasn't a great coach, but he didn't. And that's, you hit it on the head, Rob, why they're not playing hardball.
I just don't.
It's because they, as good as they have been historically as a program, you can make the argument that Jim Harbaugh has taken them to heights they've never seen. You can make that argument. 2 straight years in the top 4. And now, you talk about, you know, we talked about the cheating scandal. That's something they could play hardball with, right?
Instead of
like
playing.
Jim, I mean, and I get it. They did beat Ohio State, credit them, without, you know, the cheating. And the teams they beat this year, at least, weren't good, very good teams, right? As far as when they may have been cheating, getting the signs and things like that.
Well,
but still, that is something, Rob. It was a negative mark on the school and the program. So they could use that against him. But there, it looks like they're just happy to be, again, Rob, I know it's not been a long time, but Michigan, would you say that they are at heights they haven't been before? I mean, like you said, they did get the mythical ring in 97.
They did win, right. I mean, right. And last year had a great year, and they got waxed. But I just think if I'm Michigan, I'm not playing hardball. I'm playing hardball. And now I'm going to make this guy conform to what we want, which is you can't play us like a fiddle. You can't every year be going out trying to go get offers from NFL teams. All you committed, this guy was a quarterback at Michigan. He played for Bo Schembechler. Are you a Michigan man, Chris? You know that. Your daughter went to Michigan. That's all they talk about. He's a Michigan man. That's Jim Harbaugh. stay at Michigan and don't just turn the program around. Raise it to the mountaintops. Win a damn national championship. After that, you could do whatever you want. Can you deliver that for one time to the people in Ann Arbor? Just one, Jim Harbaugh.
That's what I really agree with you on, is you could wait until after the national title game. Now, Rob, maybe they're afraid that if they do win a championship, and this probably is the case, right? Why else would you do it now and not wait until at least you see how the playoff goes? They may be afraid that he would get an NFL offer and take it. That might be why they're like, look, let's sign you now. Maybe they're even saying we're giving you a little more than, you know, we're paying you more than Kirby Smart and these other guys that have won national championships. We're giving you all that without seeing if you win it this year. We're giving you all of this coming off the cheating scandal. And we just want to make sure that you don't leave us this year. Maybe that's it, Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When I was doing First Things First today, we discussed this. It might have been yesterday. We discussed it. And Nick Wright said, for a lot of people, it is better for the LeBron detractors out there. It would be better for LeBron to lose tonight rather than to go to the NBA final, or I'm sorry, to the in-season tournament final and lose there, because the detractors will say, there it is, another loss in a championship. Not an NBA championship, but still a championship. Rob, most people would throw you in that group, even though I know you're not really like a LeBron detractor. You think he's the second best player ever. But you do tend to think that way as far as, hey, you know, a loss, better not to get there than to get there and lose. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I Nick is usually wrong, Nick wrong, but he's Nick right on this one. And because people will hold it against him because he's lost so many times on the big stage. You know what I mean? In the biggest thing. And it doesn't matter, like, oh, well, he's been there 10 times. He's still lost. You know, you got there. And I think if he loses in another so quote unquote, it's a championship or what is it? Right? What would you call it? Tournament?
It's a tournament championship, right? Yeah.
That his detractors could use it. If he just loses tonight, it would just be all right. He just didn't make it there. It would just be yet another loss on a big platform or a big stage. So I do agree with that, that if you're going to lose, it's better off to lose here rather than get to the championship.
See, I don't get that line of thinking. Like, if I'm a player in any sport, I want to go as far as I can. I want to win as much as I can. I'd rather get to the finals 10 straight years
and lose every year
and only win, say, three of them than to not get to the finals at all. I mean, you want to go as far as you can. Like, if I lose in the first round 10 straight years or let's say 9 years, I lose in the first round of the playoffs, and 1 year I get to the NBA Finals or the Super Bowl, whatever it is, and win it, that's better than getting there 10 times and only winning three or even winning one?
Yeah. When you're the Atlanta Braves and even the Dodgers, as we talk about now, people don't look at them as, oh, wow, it's unbelievable. The Dodgers have won 9 out of 10 NL West crowns. The Atlanta Braves won 15 out of 16 AL East crowns. They only won one World Series. The Dodgers have only won one World Series. Like, it becomes, Chris, your logic works if you don't go that many times. If you go a few times, then you're right. You would want to go and lose. You don't want to go that many times and lose. It comes off, even though it's monumental to even get to that point. It doesn't feel good that you've gone that many times. And I think the Atlanta Braves are a perfect example. Nobody looks at that era of the Atlanta Braves and holds it in high regard, despite the team they had.
I think that's
despite
an overstatement. Nobody looks at them as like an all-time great team,
They won 15
but
out of 16
divisions.
To say
divisions, they don't hold them in high regard?
No, they look at them as...
I hold them in high regard.
I think when you look at the Atlanta Braves, they're dubious. It's just like the Buffalo Bills, 4 straight trips to the Super Bowl and you lose all 4 times. That's dubious. That's not like...
I'd rather do that than never get there at all.
No, I wouldn't.
You're a competitor.
I wouldn't.
You were one of
losses?
The best. Yeah. Because you know what? You also won 4 straight AFC championships.
Doesn't mean anything when you don't win at
it
least one Super Bowl.
It does mean something. All those guys, how many of those guys are in the Hall of Fame? They're there in part because of how good those teams were,
Chris,
though they never won the Super Bowl.
You know what everybody says when they meet one of those former Buffalo Bills? Damn, I wish you guys could have won a championship. Not that you
That's
won
fine.
4 AFC championships.
That's
they go,
fine.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, he played on the Buffalo Bills. You know the team that lost 4 straight Super Bowls? He was on that team.
Is it better for Dan Marino to have only gone to one Super Bowl that he lost? Rather than let's say he had gone to 3 in the course of his career, it would have been better off just going to the 1. I mean, again, year in, year
one
out,
compared
your
to
goal
a lot
is to win.
But 4
and
straight
you're,
is
you're
dubious.
Trying your best to win, and you can only win if you get to play in the game. I don't hold it. Like, I think a lot of people, obviously, probably, Rob, even though we're not necessarily talking about him, are probably thinking LeBron, right? Because LeBron's got 10 trips to the NBA Finals. Only 4 of them did he win. He's 4-6 overall. And people, I know you look at the 6 losses a lot. To me, and I think this even is the case with you, the only place that those 6 losses hurt him, or the only comparison, if you will, is with Jordan. That's it. You still think he's the second best player in the world. It doesn't hurt him with Magic, who won 5 and lost 4. It doesn't hurt him with Kobe, who won 5 and lost 2.
But it's not just that.
Duncan won 5 and lost 1.
But it's not just that, Chris. He has other things. He has a boatload of stats and awards.
But
and
you
all
were
those
saying he was the second best. How long ago were you saying LeBron was second best player ever?
Yeah, but
many years.
Yeah, but it's
way
not,
before
but
it, he got a lot of these records.
No, but his stats. He has stats that you can't deny, and his durability and what he's been able to put up.
Okay,
so those count as well. But I'm just saying, you can't say that people would look at LeBron the same if he did everything he did, Chris, went to 10 or 12 NBA finals and didn't win one. I mean, people would look at him.
No, I mean, he's won four.
No, I know, but that's what I'm trying to say.
But here's what I'll say, and I'll be interested in your answer on this. I think LeBron is more heralded, and it was better for him to be 4-6 in the finals than to have only gone to 4 and been 4-0. What's your answer on that? You think it'd be better to be 4-0?
Oh yeah, to be 4-0, to be perfect. Yeah, I take 4-0.
That's not perfect, really, because the other years you didn't even get to.
Nobody expects you to get to the finals every year. That's just
there. But I don't think you should be penalized for winning your conference 10 times.
If you can make it
now,
It's hard to get there. So if you get to the finals and you could win and be 4-0, people would look at that, man, when they finally made it, you know, they couldn't make it all the time. Nobody thinks that. But when they made it, in the big moments, big games, he won all of his championships. It's like when I look at Joe Montana. 4-0, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs, two games he had to throw a touchdown to win the Super Bowl. It's an impeccable record.
Well, you brought in a bunch of other things.
I'm just saying,
touchdown drives and passes and things like that. But I think it's an achievement just to get to the finals. Now, obviously, you're disappointed if you lose. That's not the ultimate goal. But, I mean, Patrick Ewing, Rob, never won a ring. What did he go to, two? Two fine, really only
he went to
played
two.
In the one. I mean, the second one, he was injured. I was covering that one when they played the Spurs. I think he only got to one when he was kind of the guy, right? When they lost to Olajuwon and the Rockets. It's better that he got to that one. Better that he got to that one. And if you want to say two, it's better that he got to those two.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Athleticism does help. And speaking about athleticism, tonight in the next game, the Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans, and it doesn't get any more athletic, Rob, than Zion Williamson. Zion, Rob, he's playing.
I forgot he was in the league, to be honest. I hear so little about him.
Rob, he's playing. Last year, to your point, he only played 29 games. Year before that, didn't play at all, missed the whole season. Year before that, which was his second, he played 61 games. And then his rookie season, only played 24. So to your point, he hasn't played a lot of basketball. He's played less than Rob. He's played less than two seasons. He's played less than one and a half seasons. He's got 132 games on his resume. So I guess that's more than one and a half seasons, but barely. Think about that. He's kind of like in his second year. But what I want to throw at you is he's averaging 22.7 points a game, shooting 57% from the floor, which is good. Giving you, 5.8 rebounds. I like way more than that. But he is giving you a career high 4.9 assists. But to your point, Rob, we don't hear much. There's not any buzz about Zion anymore. He's 23 years old, and there is no buzz. Can you imagine if tonight's game, LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
This was a couple years ago.
Against Zion, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It would be all the rage. People would be going crazy to see what happens tonight. And now that's no longer the case. We talked the other day about Kevin Durant. You said you thought he was NBA dead.
Right.
He's as great as he's playing, there's no buzz. The buzz around Kevin Durant, whatever it may be, is 10 times louder than the buzz around Zion Williamson right now. You agree with that?
I agree. I just told you. I didn't even realize he was playing. Like, for real, Chris, I don't see that much Zion highlights. Zion is almost unstoppable. And he is an afterthought, and I get it, from all the other stuff, but he's playing well. And it is amazing how quickly, Chris, somebody could be the next hotness.
Man.
And then all of a sudden you're not talking about him. You remember when Wiggins came in the league, right? He was supposed to be, oh, my God, and all that. And I'm not saying he hasn't had a good career.
He's had a good career, but not what he was supposed to be.
But not what he was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying, right? And that is the kind of juice that Zion had as well.
I think Zion had way more than Wiggins,
yeah,
though.
No, but I'm just saying, but on that level, that kind of juice, and it just hasn't materialized.
Rob, Zion, for different, very different types of players, he had Wembanyama buzz. Like, Zion, he didn't have LeBron buzz, of course. But, Rob, he had Wembanyama buzz. Like, think about who was the last player. Kevin Durant had buzz. I don't know. Rob G, help us out. Since Durant, who came into the league with more buzz than Zion? Other than Wembanyama, between Durant and Wembanyama. I may be missing somebody. I willingly admit that. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. But, this dude was – there were people when he was in college saying he was one of the best 20 players in the world already. And yeah. Now, to your point
– Rob G, how much are you have you heard – about Zion, are we being?
It's all negative.
Disingenuous,
no,
right?
The last 3 years, everything that's come out about
it's about strippers
Zion.
And babies and all this other stuff.
But I don't even think that may be playing some point.
It's been
that
him being hurt.
I'm saying like that's the buzz I hear about him.
Well, even just basketball stuff. It's him being hurt. It's guys like CJ McCollum, taking veiled shots at him through the media about him not being committed to the offseason program and being in shape. It's reports in publications like The Ringer that say him and David Griffin just don't get along and that they have a rocky relationship. So everything that's come out about Zion, basically since his rookie season has been negative.
Well, yeah, and I think the mainly it's the injuries. And then I would say second would be the perception, and I'm not saying it's not true, but the perception that he just doesn't work hard, right? He hasn't cut down weight. He hasn't added a three-point shot. Now he's handling the ball, bringing it up court and things like that. But, and then just the fact that he's always injured. And so I think, young players, we mentioned Tyrese Halliburton. I'm not saying there's a ton of buzz around him. But now when you think of the best young players, Rob, obviously a lot of them are international.
Yep.
But, a Halliburton, a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, At some point soon, I think Chet Holmgren's going to start getting more buzz. He's playing really
well.
He's
a rookie of the year right now, ain't he?
Right now, yeah, yeah. Obviously, you got Wembanyama, but yeah, I just think people feel like, one, he's never healthy. He's out of sight, out of mind. There's some of that. And also, when he does, look, he's a very good player. But he is only averaging 23 points a game, or a little less than that. He's only giving you, as for all the size, the strength, the leaping ability, why is he getting less than 6 rebounds a game? You know? He hasn't added a three-point shot. He doesn't even take one a game. Like, I just, Zion, Rob, he's putting up his numbers. Right now, they're not winning. I mean, they've been injured. They've been banged up. They're starting to win a little bit more now. But Zion needs to really have a resurgence. Because if he doesn't, Rob, you mentioned Wiggins. He'll be an afterthought. Because putting up 23-6 on a mediocre squad,
right?
That's not going to get you anything.
You're going to get buried in the headlines. Yep. There'll be way more people doing other stuff that people will be interested in, and that's where he's at. It is amazing how quickly, but out of sight, out of mind. You know, when you get injured, Chris, people stop looking for you.
Yeah.
Right? You're not out there. I don't see any highlights. He's hurt. Okay, he's hurt again. Oh, he's hurt. And then before you know it, 2 or 3 years have gone by.
And then the perception, or to add on top of that, there's a feeling, well, he don't even want to play. You know, like, he's not even that mad that he's hurt. Oh, I see him dunking 360s in some type of practice setting. Why isn't he playing? Remember the story about, what was the story when the playoffs rolled around or the play-in? He could play, but he couldn't be Zion.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Is this Zion? Because Zion's second year, Rob, he averaged 27-7.
He was unstoppable,
His third
Chris.
Year playing, he averaged 26-7. Is he already diminished? That's the thing, too, Rob.
Has he plateaued?
Right. Or have the physical injuries? And obviously he's still incredibly athletic, but have they taken at least a little bit of a toll on him? To the point where his scoring is 4 or 5 points down and his rebounding is down, which wasn't great in the first place.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.